Hello, friends, family, people of this earth, and other places. Welcome to the How to Go Nowhere podcast for when you need to sleep. I'm your host, Forrest McBride, and today we will be talking about ASMR. But first, let's talk about this episode's sponsor. Now back to ASMR. That is something that has inspired this podcast. It's where I kind of got the idea for it. But to be honest, I know very little about ASMR, including what it even stands for. I only know about its reputation. What I know right now is ASMR is basically like everyday sounds of someone doing something, like cutting paper that people use to fall asleep or something to, apparently. I don't know. That's the extent of my knowledge. So we're going to do a little research project. I'm going to dive into what is ASMR. So we're gonna resort to Google for this, but first, before we Google, let's make up some acronyms. That's what they're called, right? Acronyms, with the A means one word, S would be another word, and M and R and all those things. I think that's, sorry, English and grammar and all those things were not my strong suit, so I don't know the technical wording. I'm pretty sure it's acronym. Okay, ASMR. Let's think. Audio stimulation. Sounds like a good start. MR. Audio stimulation. Mind relaxation. Yeah, that's gotta be it. Audio stimulation, mind relaxation. Okay, let's go for another one. Advanced sound manipulation. Advanced sound mimicking reality. That one could use some work. Advanced sound mastering reality. I like that. Mastering reality. That's a good one. If the sound quality is a little different sounding to you, good job. You have good ears. I'm using a different setup this week. I'm using a smaller diaphragm microphone. Last week I was using the a larger diaphragm microphone. It's ultimately a very cheap setup. I'm using the Tascam DR05 to record the audio. It's just a little handheld recorder. If I remember correctly, I think they're like $40. They're super cheap. But they're just fun. I love having them around because I do audio stuff, and they're just fun to have on hand to just kind of quickly grab a recording of whatever. I think I talked about this last time, so I shouldn't be too repetitive. But anyways, so last time I used the built-in microphones for it, which it's two microphones set up in like a stereo configuration. And they're not like large diaphragm, but I'm using a lavalier microphone this time, and it's a much smaller diaphragm than the ones on the recorder itself. I just wanted to be hands free for this recording instead of having to hold the recorder and try and have it in the right position relative to my mouth while I'm doing research and stuff for this episode. The lava I'm using, it's not necessarily my favorite lavalier mic by far. It is the Sennheiser ME2, which I had from way back. I don't know, I found it in some case somewhere from gear I had a long time ago and was like, oh yeah. So I'm basically, since I'm not doing any video and this is all for audio, the trick to good audio is mic placement. There's a lot of other things involved as well. But the two biggest keys is finding a quiet space, which I do not really have in my apartment. The people upstairs have some sort of dance club going on. I don't know what they're doing up there, but and you probably can't hear too much. It's not too bad anymore. You just hear a little thumping every once in a while. Yeah, hear that little dun dun. Oh, they stop every time I try to listen for it. But anyways, there it goes again. Step one, have a quiet space. So for me, that just means like this time I unplugged the refrigerator last week. You could hear the refrigerator in the background. I wasn't too worried about it. This is just a little fun thing to do for myself to get my thoughts out and put some people to sleep while I do it. I'm not like trying to achieve the greatest quality sound possible. Sorry. I am so scatterbrained. If anyone is actually trying to listen to me for information and follow along with a consistent thought process, I apologize. But hopefully eventually I'll loop around to what I was eventually saying at one point in the episode. So anyways, quiet room and mic placement. So with this lavalier, for me, it's my goal is to get it as close to my mouth as possible without, you know, I don't want it to have like, you know, getting too much plosives like from pop, you call it pops, you know, you basically wind hitting the mic head. So if I'm like, you can hear that unpleasant sound. I should probably dim that down for people listening so it's not a sudden loud sound for anyone who's trying to sleep and already managed to fall asleep. But for those of you still listening, I've taped the lavalier to the bridge of my nose, so it's like a little miniature boom pole, boom, just like hanging over my mouth. So it's got real close proximity, and that close proximity allows other sounds in the environment to be quieter. Basically, the closer you can get to your source, then, you know, the louder it'll be. And And then obviously that reduces other sounds. And yeah, I'm not explaining this very well. There's a lot of math in my brain about it. It's basically the best way to picture it. It's the surface area of a sphere stretching like a balloon is how sound travels, but also what's the word, depreciates or dims over distance. So yeah, I don't remember the exact equation in my head right now, but it's the same as like the surface area of a sphere. So it's like something like a fourth of loudness. Yeah, I'm just gonna stop on this tangent right now and get back to what I was talking about. Advanced sound mastering. Dang it, I forgot what my acronym was. Yeah, I don't remember it. Well, anyways, we had some fun acronyms we made up. And then I went on a tangent about my audio setup. And now all of you are asleep. So let's look up what ASMR actually is. Alright. So here on my desktop computer, we're gonna pull up the Google machine. Hello, Google. Alright, and let's look up ASMR. Oh, I should get down near the keyboard while I type to here we go. Let's do that one more time. Yeah. There you go. Nice keyboard sound. Okay. ASMR. Whoa, that is not the acronym that I came up with. Not even close. So, the acronym for ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Yeah, can anyone tell me what that means? I have no idea. Alright, let's click on Wikipedia. Hello, Wikipedia. You can hear the dance club upstairs, right? Like what is going on? It's just like this. It's nothing. It's not like super intense. It's very subtle. Like it's just, but it's so consistent. Like this whole evening, it's just consistently like doot doot. But it's not like rhythmic enough to actually be dance. It's just like little shufflings of feet or something. Very odd. I don't know. It is the weekend and people are having fun partying, not being a cave troll like myself, looking up weird things on the internet, like autonomous sensory meridian response. Yeah. So, autonomous sensory meridian response. Oh, sometimes autosensory meridian response. Yeah, short for autonomous, makes sense. Is an experience characterized by a static-like or tingling sensation on the skin, that typically begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. What? Auditory tactile synthesis. I don't know how to say that word. And may overlap with fris. Okay, this is some stuff that's beyond me. Sorry, I just ate and I got some burps. Just a little one, so. Is this the right thing? I feel like I'm on the wrong Wikipedia page here. Is this about the audio stuff? Oh, we have a cat in the room. So I'm just scrolling down a little bit to see. Yeah, seems like it's related to the audio stuff. Binaural audio is on here. It's a segment on binaural audio, which is really cool. If you're not familiar with binaural audio, you should look that up. It's a fun. Hey, dude, I'm right here. It's okay. Yeah, I'm still here. He gets very lonely when I leave him alone. This is Liam. He's a very social animal, unlike myself. All right. Sorry, I'm just scrolling through this Wikipedia page, reading stuff to myself, which I should probably be reading out loud. But it's a lot of strange stuff. Okay, there's like so many different sections to this. So let's just read out the table of contents. We have, so the name, which we covered, sensations and triggers is section. We have 9 major sections. So 1 is the name, 2 is sensations and triggers, which has a bunch of stuff under it. And then we have background and history, categories, media, scientific research and commentary, comparisons and associations with other phenomena in pop culture is probably one we'll want to look at, I would guess. I should probably look this up on Urban Dictionary, too. Let's do that right now, just for fun. Okay, Urban Dictionary. ASMR. Oh, wow. I'm very surprised. The top result on Urban Dictionary is also autonomous sensory meridian response. Let's go through these because they're much simpler and potentially more entertaining. So the sole purpose of ASMR is to relax people. The ASMR community is constantly growing on YouTube. Ideally, ASMR videos are meant to give the viewer a relaxing tingle at the back of their head and or spine. ASMR videos usually involve one or more of the following things. Gentle whispering. Relaxing hand movements. Smacking of the lips. doesn't do it for me. Nail tapping / scratching on hard surfaces such as tables. I don't know. Yeah, that one's weird too. Brushing sounds. So just like brushing of anything. Yeah, I don't know. Man, someone's having a party outside. Sounds like they have friends. Yeah. So, there's your pop culture definition of it. Let's go to number 2 on Urban Dictionary. That tingling feeling you get when someone says Mufasa. That's a good one. Say it. Mufasa. Oh, say it again. I just felt ASMR. Huh. So it's something to do with this like tingling feeling you get from these different sounds. Huh. Interesting. The chills. That's the third thing on Urban Dictionary. People always use such a long definition, but it's the effing chills, okay? You gotta love Urban Dictionary. I got ASMR when I realized people don't know how to shorten their answers to the chills. But this guy's funny. They have a sense of humor. Okay. Let's go back to the sterile Wikipedia page on it. Oh, wow. What was that? That gave me the chills. But yeah, so in summary, I guess you could say ASMR from our research, ASMR basically just means the chills, according to Urban Dictionary. It's just the chills. It's the tingling sensation that you get. And so the current trend as far as using audio to provoke those chills seems to be the common knowledge of it. So let's just have some fun. And I just want to clarify, this podcast is not an ASMR podcast. I'm just doing a little bit on it, specifically on this episode. Maybe we can have some fun and design some sounds and do a little ASMR spot. So let's talk about provoking chills then, and like the theory of ASMR. Let's get a little deeper than the surface level here. So if all ASMR means is that tingling sensation, what provokes that? We have triggers like whispering and all these different auditory things people are doing to provoke ASMR. I feel like it's a reaction, like it's an emotional reaction, or to something. So it's interesting, like, what are the types of things that give people chills? And I mean, I feel like they're all fairly different, like, between different people. Like, I don't think there's going to be common things that give people the chills. There can be common things, like whispering is a big example. But it definitely depends on the type of whispering. And is it, like, binaural, or is it, like, how it captures them? And honestly, like, I think it could be emotionally evoking, like, even just telling a story and getting to a part of the story that emotionally evokes someone to the point of getting chills, where it's not a, it's not, like, a sense of something they perceive. I mean, they're hearing or reading the story, or they're ingesting the story in some way, but it's not a direct result of those senses being activated, provoking ASMR or provoking the chills. But it's a psychological process of information that's creating the result of a physiological sensation, ASMR, autonomous sensory meridian response. Man, what a wild name. Autonomous sensory meridian response. That sounds like some sort of task force, like UN type task force. I don't know, for, like, maintaining the, like, directions of East and West or something, I don't know. Anyways, I digress. I don't know, let's come up with some ways to, how can we provoke the chills? What types of things give you the chills? Like a lot of times it could be fear, you know, or delight. It's weird how it's, like, very contrasting emotions can have the same result of the chills. Like, you know, you have a fear and you get that tingling sensation, or you have the light and you get that tingling sensation. And then how to provoke those feelings through just sound. That's fun. Yeah. So, I don't know, it's weird that there's, like, this whole trend now of people whispering into microphones just to evoke that sensation. I don't know. Okay, let's try it. Let's try some ASMR. Sorry, that was not a pleasant sound. That was just my knuckle cracking. It might be too abrasive of a sound for this podcast. We have to keep my sounds very relaxing, so I might have to take that out. But let's just, for kicks and giggles, let's actually look up a ASMR video and see what there is out there. I don't know that I can actually play anything on the podcast, but I've never actually listened to ASMR, so I'm like, what is out there? So first off, let's go to YouTube. Sorry, it's really hard trying to type with my face next to the keyboard to get good typing ASMR sounds. Technically, there's no such thing as ASMR sounds. There's only sounds designed to evoke ASMR. If you think about that, it can't be an ASMR sound. It might not work. It might work on some people, but not others. Who knows? It's like movies. You know, they spend all this money to make a movie, and then no one likes it. And it tanks. ASMR. Okay. Alright. So, just in YouTube, typing in ASMR, the results I get are: you went to Area 51. You got an alien. By Gibby ASMR. That has 2,200,000 views. Wow. ASMR, waxing, plucking, and filling your eyebrows. Role play. Glove sound, face touching, whispers. That sounds weird. I mean, I've never had my eyebrows plucked or waxed, but I can imagine going to a spa or wherever they do that kind of thing. Like, you would get chills a lot, like that ASMR sensation from like the touching and stuff like that. So through like the Pavlovian like training, those sounds, you know, associating those sounds to that, for someone who has these experiences, like that makes sense. 3 hours of gentle night rain sounds for relaxing sleep. Oh, this isn't ASMR, but this reminds me, I've been wanting to do like soundscapes for you guys. So just drop in like a soundscape in the background. Like, this week I'm on a beach. I mean, I won't actually be on a beach. I'll just probably be in my apartment talking to myself like always. But I would like go record sound at a beach, or I already have done that, so I would just pull sound that I've recorded from a beach and drop it in to the background and just make a nice little soundscape and make it more relaxing. I don't know. Could do like different little soundscapes. Like, this week's theme is traffic. I don't know. Okay. Sorry. The rain got me distracted. ASMR, sensitive mouth sounds. Soft crinkles, mic scratching, finger flutters. Yeah, that's weird. Alright. I should do this stuff. Maybe, I feel like, I don't know, but all these videos, they're all done by, like, young girls. Like, it's weird. It's very weird. I wouldn't fit the stereotype of the most top-hitting results on YouTube ASMR. Sleep-inducing haircut role play. No, that's same thing, kind of what I was talking about with the wax eyebrow one, haircuts. I mean, personal experience, like, haircuts, I definitely get ASMR from haircuts. The wind in the trees. 10 hours of white noise. That sounds extremely exciting. The sounds of a box fan for 8 hours. sounds, sleep sounds, ASMR. Yeah, they're just using that as a hotkey like word now. That is not ASMR. I mean, I wouldn't have known this like an hour ago, but now that I looked it up on Urban Dictionary, I'm basically an expert. So, yeah, that's not ASMR, dude. Go away, Yoga Duke. That's the YouTuber's name. But it has 8 million views? What? The sounds of a box fan for 8 hours has 8 million views. That is absurd. I don't believe that. There's something's... There's no way. 3 hours of gentle night rain. Relax guy has 46 million views. Like, how do they have that many views? They gotta be hacking the algorithm somehow. It's all about the algorithm, dude. I don't know, man. Ooh, here's one that's a guy doing it. ASMR. Tingly wood tapping and scratching. No talking. Clicky tingly sounds. This kid, dude, whatever you want to call him, with a couple blocks of wood, tapping them around with each other in front of a microphone. Yeah. Alright. Let's see. Oh, here's another guy. The Blood Web Curator, Dead by Daylight ASMR. What? It's like this older guy with this big old beard and long hair. Ephemeral Rift is his YouTube name. He's 33,000 views. Not bad. Once again, I entered that dreamlike place that exists just beyond the warmth of the campfire. The individual who resides. I don't know. So yeah, maybe, you know. There's some diversity here. So... I don't know. I don't know if I really want to do ASMR videos, though. I wouldn't really do videos, though. I just want to do sound. Like, I don't want to record video of it. But I could do the relaxing whatever videos, like the river sounds and stuff like that. Like, that's more my pace, you know. Those ones, I still don't understand how that has, like, those ones are in the millions of views. I tried to actually do this in college. It was an utter failure, though. Mostly, I built a website where I had like ambient sounds, it was, no one ever went to the website. I mean, I didn't advertise it or anything. I don't know. I didn't know much about all that stuff. But anyways, yeah. So, it had different ambient sound options and stuff, and you can mix them. Like, you can do like a beach, Or you can like have like people talking and can like fade them in and out of each other and kind of make your own little mix of like, I want like this cafe sound, but I want it to be rainy, so I'm going to pull in some rain. Or I want it to be at a beach, so I'll pull in some beach. Or I want a little fire, so I'll pull in like a fire. And so that was the website I built. And then, no one ever used it. So it's kind of depressing to see that there's like millions of views on these things. But I don't know. Oh well. Maybe I'll just leave you with this. I'll leave you with some nice ambient recordings of a beach. And I'll probably fade that in somewhere along here beforehand too. And then do some like little ASMR moments in here in this episode and call that a day. Cool. Well, thanks for listening. I mean, if you're not asleep already, I don't know. I feel like this was a very exciting episode. I feel like it was much more exciting than the last episode. Which I apologize for if I kept you awake and you weren't able to fall asleep. I need to tone down the excitement of these things. I mean, I'm not saying I need to, I'm just saying I might need to. If I do, let me know. Because, yeah, I just got way out of hand with the enthusiasm this time of ASMR and just really, really blew the energy level out of control. So, sorry about that. Gotta remind myself to keep it down. Have a nice low energy level. Just something to feel relaxing. You know, I don't want it to be stressful. That's the last thing I want. I don't want someone to feel stressed to listen to my podcast and be like, I'm so stressed. I want them to come here and listen to it and be able to relax. Just kick their feet up. Feel like they're at home, that they're free to just let loose and be themselves. There's no judgment here. Yeah. So I hope you have a good night.